Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everybody to this Friday, November 22nd. Wow, 8 days and this month is gone in the past. That's the only thing we want in the past is the calendar. But I read something this morning that said, if we are in the now, you will know how. I love it, love it, love it. Stuck with me. If you are in the now, that's today, November 22nd, you will know how. So it says to us, we can solve anything in the now. But if we're worried or regretting the past, I wish that hadn't happened. Or if we're worried about the future, I think it steals the energy from our now moment to solve problems. All right, let's do it. Let's solve problems today. We have the solution. Master Jeru is here in the house tonight today. Oh, you're going to love this. 108 ways to raise your vibration. Now, I don't know if we'll get to all 108, but he's going to give you the tools you need to stay out of sickness and be healthy, wealthy, and wise. All right, but let's welcome our global family, because Blog Talk is working for now. They're going to shut down soon, but for now, we still have Blog Talk Radio. So we want to greet our female solution family now.
Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges faced and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Asen Wasabe. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. And you think you turn you all. Join us live on the On Air Radio Network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, yes, yes. We want to talk to you, but more important, we want you to talk to us. Share your feelings, your thoughts, your wisdom. That's what this show is all about. Health and well-being with Bianca is an invitation for you to share, as well as an invitation for you to listen, because we all have something to share. My dad told me when I finished his book after 6 years of laboring on this book with him, this amazing man in his 90s said, well, everybody has a story to tell. He didn't think much of his story, but I did. So it's in a book called Sherman J. Howard, Football and Beyond. I am the beyond. I'm his legacy of truth and life and wisdom. More than anything, my dad displayed wisdom. So I'm the legacy of wisdom that my dad taught me. And you could share your wisdom. If you're breathing today, you got some wisdom. Because in the now is where things are happening. So we want to be in the now in the tiny house community because this is where I live. I'm in 320 square feet of a small house. This isn't really tiny when you think about where I started with 160 square foot of tiny house on wheels for 5 years. Love, love, love that experience. In fact, I grew so much in that space that I encourage all of you to think minimalism, minimalism, less space, but that means you have to get rid of some of your books. This is actually my bookcase. I have a huge bookcase at one time, but this is it in a small house. And you don't need a lot of books. I'm republishing my first book, and I'm not doing the paperbacks first like I did with my dad's book. I'm doing ebooks and audio. I'm going to produce an audio book. So let us come together and create something new. We're going to be doing that here at the Female Solutions because Blog Talk is going out of business next year. We've been hanging on in there with Blog Talk. I've been there 11 years on Soul Purpose Healing. So I'm going to be moving to Rumble. I already have my YouTube channel, and I'll stay with Facebook as long as they're available. But changes are coming, big changes in 2025. That's a 9. So we're going to all be giving birth to new things. I'm so excited, so excited. So let us come together. And here's a little journey to motivate you of all the things that are out there to inspire you when you let go of the old things. Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. Those are just a few of the images that I experienced personally in not just the Orlando, Florida area, but actually some of those pictures were from Washington State. I actually took my first journey to Washington State about 6 years ago. Time's going so fast. And I experienced the tiny house construction in Washington. So it's go out there and live a life of tiny house experience. You'll love it. You'll be changed for life. Now, I'm here this morning And my guest is going to be Master Giroux. He wrote a fabulous book that we all got to listen to because he's got 108 ways to raise your vibration. I can't wait. I thought I knew 10. I have at least 10, I think. So we'll get to some of his 108. I don't know. Maybe we'll get to 108. We're going to be here for a while with him. So welcome, everybody. And I want to just read to you one of my favorite quotes from my book, Meditations on the Mat. I started really experiencing yoga and meditation about 10 years ago, maybe longer. But this quote stays with me, and I'm using it in my republishing my new book. I'm putting it in there because it means a lot. When I heard this when I was in a yoga class, I was laying in Shavasana. Shavasana is the last stage of yoga where you're laying flat on your back, just resting, absorbing all the energy from the yoga class. And the woman read this from this book, and I asked her class, I said, what was that? Where was that from? I got to have it. I've had this book. It's all, the cover's gone. I've had this book for at least 10 years. But this reading, I hope it blesses you today, this day. Remember, being in the now is how you'll know how to solve the problems you're facing. But you can't do it worrying, regretting the past and worrying about the future. Being in the now. So let's take in this message. For those who have come to grow, the whole world is a garden. For those who have come to learn, the whole world is a university. For those who have come to know the Creator, the whole world is a prayer mat. Now, if you take in those words, wherever you are in this world, it can be a prayer mat. You don't have to be in a yoga studio. You don't have to be in a church for sure. The whole world, the Creator, is waiting for you to be in prayer position. So let us together, let us do some breathing, but breathing to me and in my experience is worship. So wherever you are, when you begin to consciously take in oxygen through your nose, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 1, 2, 3, 4, you can do 5, 6, whatever feels good for you. I've been in so many yoga classes where there's no set pattern on how many breaths you go in and out, but you decide that by experimenting with your breath, and it's worship. You go into your yoga mat, on your yoga mat, wherever you are. Remember, it doesn't matter wherever you are. You're here to grow with the Creator. Breathing in from your belly, breathing, pushing that diaphragm out under your breath. Breathing in, holding as long as you can, and exhale. One of my friends said, you should exhale first when you start breathing. So try that. Exhale, let it all out, and then breathe in fresh ideas, fresh air, fresh energy, fresh vibration. We're going to hear a lot about vibrations today, in energy today, increasing our vibrations. And I'm going to put on my linen when I get into my studio. I'm going to put on my high vibrating linen today. And then inhale. And hold it, and exhale, let it all out, let all that worry out, let all that frustration out, let all the fear out. My new book is titled From Fear to Faith in the Master Design. This is the Master Design. And so we're rolling joints this morning. If you're new to health and well-being, we roll joints for primarily 3 or 4 reasons. One, improves your circulation. When you're rolling these shoulder joints, your blood is moving, not like a stale, stagnant river, but your blood starts to flow more. So if you've got any pain, it's going to improve that inflammation or reduce the inflammation. Number two, you're going to boost your immune system. Now, your thymus gland is right here. That's a key gland to help your immune system along with everything else. But when you tap on that, that's giving your immune system a little boost. And then next, your lymphatic system. This is an area that's key to pay attention to for moving your lymphatic fluids, liquids, drain. It takes the trash out. Your lymph system is designed to take the trash out, okay? So you want to be tapping. That's why it's important to tap on your body, slap on your body, slap everywhere. You've got glands behind your ears. These glands are all over. So that's why it's good to tap, 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 smack, 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 slap, slap, slap all over your body in the morning. So then, and then the fourth reason, your muscles will be stronger around these joints. You've got muscles here. So we roll our head around to, and these muscles will be strengthened because, look, you're moving them. If you don't move your body, your muscles go weak. That's why seniors usually have these flabby muscles and no very little strength. Well, you've got some seniors in their 70s and 80s. They're doing weightlifting and all this, and they're just as strong. Their muscles are strong. So the fourth reason we do joint rolling, because in every joint, you have muscles around. That's what's holding all these bones up. That's what muscles everywhere. There's a song called Muscles. I'm going to have to find a song called Muscles. But it's strengthening your muscles when we roll the joint. So that's why we're here to do some joint rolling to music, the music of the sounds of blackness, time for healing. Everywhere, time for healing. So let's put on some music, and we're going to start with rolling the neck around, because this big head needs some strong muscles to stand, to sit up tall. So as I put the music on, we're going to start with the neck muscles and our shoulder, our arm muscles and our elbows. We'll get that later. And we're going to roll around next our hip, our legs. And the alternate rolling, if you can't roll so much, we're going to just do flexing, pointing and flexing. That as long as you're moving your muscles, they're going to get strengthened. It's when you don't move them that they're not going to give you what you need, and that's strong muscles. So come on in. Let's do it together. You know, whether you're in a wheelchair or not, move whatever you can. Just move it, because you're going to strengthen it. So let's do it. Time for healing. All right, let's start by rolling the head around in one direction. I can feel the tightness loosening up. So take your time. No rush. Time for healing. Rolling in one direction, breathing in as you go, breathing in consciously, worship, it's time for worship, worshiping you and this beautiful vessel. Breathe in, let's go the other direction, moving in the other direction, got to be even and balanced. So much ignorance and hate that we got to fly. First love yourself. So let's roll those shoulders back, lifting, rolling, building the muscle, Now we're also doing the elastic activation portal. We are just one big portal here. Let's reverse that. And I learned the other day, Naima, our executive producer, had a guest on Wednesday. This blew my mind. He was talking about how the yoni, you know, the vagina, is a portal between heaven and earth. Whoa! What did you just say? So we got to reteach sex education. You got to catch that show, Naima's Wednesday show. Go back and listen. I have to go back and listen because I've got the last half of it. All right. So now we're going to get on our back and kick up our legs and start activating. We just activated the resonant galactic portal here. This area here is actually a resonant galactic portal. Now we're going to, and our shoulders are called the rhythmic galactic portal. We're going to get on our back and kick up our legs.
and we activate the magnetic cosmic portal with our ankles. So let's do that. And our wrists are the self-existing planetary portal. So we're just activating portals to bring in the love, bringing in the love. Meant to live in peace and harmony. So we're harmonizing all these portals. We must reverse that. Reversing, activating all these portals being activated. Come on in, love. Love, we're flying first, loving ourselves. Let's warm up our hands and rub on these knees to get the crystal lunar portal activated. Woo, crystal lunar, come on in. We are resonating with the cosmic energy of love. Moving our body, and reverse that. Healing from within. Yes. Starting with the brain. Now let's raise our arms and get the elbow overtone solar activation. Overtone, let me tilt my camera. Okay, overtone elbow toe activator. That works here. Rolling. And pause and reverse. Rolling. Overtone solar. Soul to soul. All right. Soul to soul in the solar activation folder. Now let's go roll over on our side. Now this is your spectral electric portal we're activating. Rolling. Bringing in the love of spectral electric. Come on, you can do it. Roll and pause and go the other direction. You're going to feel so much better after all this rolling because you're bringing in love energy. It's pure love here. Open up your heart. Now let's flip over and go to the other side and get that other tip activated, the spectral electric. Woo, feeling the love. Your body is so happy when you're moving it. Let's reverse that. And again, if you feel pain, stop. If you feel any pain, don't keep going. Stop. Rub the pain, hit the pain, slap the pain, and breathe deeper into the pain. Just give that area some more oxygen. Rolling, reversing. Did you reverse? Okay, here we go. Now, I'm going to show you if you can't do all this rolling, maybe you're just starting out, then you want to be mindful that really what it takes is bending and flexing. You can bend and flex your feet for your ankle activation, your ankle's magnetic, cosmetic tone. Bend the knees, the crystal, lunar. You're going to get the same energy flow or similar energy flow. If you were rolling, the main thing is your muscles, especially, are still going to get work, but you're just not rolling. And the same thing with your arms, bend and flex. If you cannot roll, just bend, do this. And you're actually going to build some muscle in your triceps when you're doing this. So it's nothing's all good. There's no bad to this. Just rest if you need to. Rest and then continue when you can. So let's bring the knees to the chest. Hug those knees. Ooh. Rock side to massage your spine. Ooh, feels so good. Oh, feels good. Now just stretch one leg out. Leave one knee bent. And this is a great stretch, especially at night. When you go to bed, you want to loosen all the muscles up. So do this stretch at night. One leg. And then bring the other knee up and stretch the other. Bring that knee close, as close to the chest as you can. If you can't get it all the way, just come as close as you can. Bend and flex the feet.
And that's a great stretch for evening time before bed. Now let's roll to one side and push up, push up, push up. All right, we did it, we did it. Give yourself a hand. Now let's just get that vagus nerve moving and activated. Rub our hands together. The vagus nerve is like the largest nerve in the body. It runs from the back of the neck. Squeeze that vagus nerve. Release. Give some love to that vagus nerve. Breathe in and release. Squeeze, breathe in. Let go. You should feel that all the way to your toes because that's how powerful that nerve is. It reaches all over the body. It's like a trunk. That vagus nerve is like the trunk of a tree. You are the tree, giving forth life to your branches. Ah, breathe in. Now let's just pat down the branches. We are a tree. Patting down the branches underneath. Pat down, pat down. Because we're stimulating blood flow, lymphatic drainage, and your breath. Just give your breath a nice squeeze, love squeeze. Let them know you love them. The whole body just desiring for attention. Tap around the navel. That's your microbiome family down there. You got to give them some love because they're actually running the show, the microbiome. There's trillions of army down there, and they're ready to fight whatever you need them to fight. So you run the show. Tap around the navel. Say, hi, microbiome. All the bacteria, the fungus, the all of them live down there. So just let them know you're here. You're in charge here, up here. This is the brain, the command center up here. And then last but not least, let's just give our adrenal gland and kidneys. Your kidneys sit back here. They do so much work filtering all this pollution and garbage we put in our body. Give them a good rub every day. If you have a backache, for instance, just put your hands back there and breathe in love to that back area. And your adrenal glands sit right on top of your kidneys. They're putting out a lot of cortisone and other hormones to help you manage your stress. So let's always give that some attention. Now, I'd like to remind women especially that you really don't need a BBL. That's a Brazilian butt lift, they call it. The risks are so great with these BBLs. There's all kinds of stories of women going to Dominican Republic, even Florida. They got some people coming down here to get BBLs, and they don't live after the BBL. They get all types of problems because if you don't have a good doc, quality surgeon, plastic surgeon, whatever, your life is out. They don't care. They don't really care. So, and it's a lot of money. For the life of me, I just can't see why people want to spend that much money to lift their butt. So here's a natural free butt lift, but it requires discipline, requires a little work, but it's free. Just think of all the money you can save. So you're on your hands and knees, and you're lifting your leg. And you see, this area is going to, you lift, hold, and lower. Lift, hold, and lower. Lift, hold, and lower. You do that about 10 times. No, you do this up to 30 times with 3 repetitions on each leg. Now, if you don't want to do it on your hands and knees, you can stand and lean against the wall and just raise that leg. Maybe you're standing in line at the grocery store or something, or not the grocery, maybe the bank or somewhere, and you can just lean and just lift that leg, hold it, lower, lift. This is going to raise and strengthen these butt muscles back here. Mine was totally flat until I started doing those exercises several years ago, actually. So thanks. We are going to go now to a commercial break. Wow, time goes by so fast. Commercial break, and then my guest should be here, and we're going to talk about vibrations today. Love vibrations and a lot more. So we'll be right back. I'll be in my studio in a minute.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating, empowering, interactive conversation with our team of hosts. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesday, Gathering of the Grills with Asada. Wednesday, the Parent Family Relationship with Naima and co-host Karina Lee. Thursday, Veggie Brunch Live with Angela. Friday, Health and Well-Being with Idiata. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Global Talk with Zanna. Second Saturday, Walk in Your Divine Authority with Mama Joy. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. Fourth Saturday, be a judge on the virtual Teams and Talent Contest. And fifth Saturday, join us on location as we conversate at the Elevate Cafe on the Jackie Road. Sunday, join us 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Bianca. Go to thefemalesolution.com to join us on our video or audio live streaming platform. Listen at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in on the Blog Talk Radio Network, 515-605-9325. Or call in and comment on the On Air Radio Network, 727-731-5192. We want to hear from you.
Yes, 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 we want to hear from you, but today we want to hear from the Master Jeru. I think he's here. Woohoo, he's here. We don't want to waste any time. We got too much to talk about today with the Master. Woo, welcome, Master Jeru. How are you?
Welcome, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wow, I love the background, all that green, all those greens back there. Now, where are you located?
I'm right here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right there in Atlanta. All right. Well, that's where my sister lives in College Park, and my nephew is there. So I've made many Delta flights to Atlanta from Orlando. I love it. 1.5-hour flight, good for me. No stop. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, because vibration, frequency is everything. I'm actually wearing my linen frequency. I'm making linen garments to help raise the vibration. So I'm contributing myself to this raising the planet vibration.
Yes.
So
are you familiar with the recent study in terms of organic cotton, linen?
The 5,000. Yeah. In fact, my TikTok, I opened a TikTok account called Linen 5,000 Vibes or something like that. Because when I said 5,000, what? Yeah, that's why I started sewing again. So we got to do the work. We got work to do, right?
Yes.
So I always love my guests to share how they first entered planet Earth, where and how the relationships with their family were that brought you to this place you're at today as a master.
Okay, well, I came on planet Earth, I asked for some major challenges.
Hey, that's what it's all about. That's the teacher, the challenge. The challenge is a gift, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So I entered planet Earth in Washington, D.C. I was actually born in Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Many moons ago. And my mother was 17, okay? And in fact, I'm taking care of her now here in Atlanta. I came from a broken family and grew up with my grandmother and my aunts and uncles, and they were all alcoholics. You know, they were very unfulfilled. You know, and I grew up in an area of D.C. which back then was considered the hood. Okay.
There's one in every city, right?
Exactly, exactly. Now it's moved. It's in what they call Southeast, but it used to be around 14th and U, an area, and I live 3 blocks from there. So, you know, the gangs, the whole nine yards, the running from the police, and you know, not having awareness. But I woke up, and fortunately, my daddy sent me to school. Okay, I was one of the first in my family to go to college, and I ended up going to Morehouse. Okay, that's how I got down here to Atlanta. It started out a different route, but I ended up down here. And when I came down here, I started really waking up, and I had some experiences, and I went through the, you know, I've been on the planet a little while, so I went through the kind of hippie stage and the hallucinogenics, you know, that stuff is coming back with the ayahuasca and all like
mushroom,
that.
Mushrooms, yay!
And I've been plant based for wow, a long, long time. You know, even though it's more prevalent now, because I had an experience from an hallucinogenic where, you know, down here, you know, they have the chicken and waffles thing, you know, and so we were high all night, and then we went to a chicken and waffle place. In fact, I think it might have been Gladys Knight's place. She used to have one of those places down here. And I picked up a chicken leg, and I was getting ready to eat it. And literally, I had a unifying experience that if I ate that leg, I was eating my own leg.
Ooh. Ooh.
And so I became plant-based from that point on, okay? And I started to become more aware of my connection with the universe and the cosmos. And shortly thereafter, I ran into an incredible sister down here. And actually some people referred me to her. And when I went in to see her, she said, you're gonna be taking over for me. And I said, taking over what? You know, I wear dark shades at nighttime.
Ooh, yeah, you're the one, man. You're the one.
Huh?
You're the one, then. The dark shades at night. You're the one. You know, it just reminds me of Nemo in the Matrix. He's the one. You're the one. It's they pick him. The women. It seems like the
yeah.
women have the discernment to know. Yeah, he's the one with the dark glasses.
Yeah, yeah. So I teach a technique called transcendental meditation.
Okay.
That's
mm-hmm.
why I'm called master, because I've spent a lot of time in India, Africa. I ended up, she, you know, instructed me and then invited me to, you know, to become a teacher of it. I resisted. And then, and finally, I ended up in Ethiopia.
Wow.
At the base of the Blue Nile, okay, learning the sacred science of sound and the vibration coming off of sound, which a sacred sound, another name for it in the East is a mantra, okay? So I started learning about mantras, and like I say, I've been around a little while, and I actually back in the day meditated with Haile Selassie in Ethiopia, which is like off the chain, okay?
I'm sure it was. Mountaintop yeah. experience. Wow.
In fact, we were there on a special course to have the experiences ourselves, and Haile Selassie heard that we were in his country, and he came out over 500 miles to visit us. And then meditated with us.
Wow.
And he was in silence.
Hmm.
Okay.
Say that again. So, say that again.
He was in silence, but he still came out to see us, and he didn't say one word.
Wow.
We just sat with him. Okay. And then we meditated. All of us closed our eyes together and meditated together. Outside on the African, tundra. It was a pretty incredible experience. And then I came back and I opened up a center in Washington, D.C. that taught, tens of thousands of black folks. And I've been teaching ever since, many, many, many decades.
Well, here we are. Today is your day to share this even more with the world and the people. I'm really so grateful for being a student right now, because what you just described, you know, it reminded me. I watched this movie on Netflix called Robert Peace or Rob Peace, and this guy went to Yale University, brilliant young man. And he came back to East Orange, New Jersey, and got involved with drugs, selling drugs. Started smoking weed at Yale, and then he was selling drugs. His father was in prison. He was trying to get him out of prison, so he was trying to... Anyway, long story short, my friend and I were talking about, is it Yale or jail? He got shot and died. He was killed by some gangsters in East Orange, New Jersey, and he died. But he was applying for grad school. But he got involved with selling drugs, the gangsters, the competition, shot him. And my friend and I said, well, okay, in jail, though, I have a friend in Chicago. He spent 21 years in jail, and now he's the ex-con for Trump in Chicago, doing all these amazing things in Chicago. So what is it, Yale or jail, you know?
Exactly.
You just exposed the need to travel and be your own educator and go to university of life in around the world versus Yale or jail where you live. You know, he didn't have any street smarts, basically. He went to Yale, did all that, but you don't mess with gangsters in the neighborhood because you're dead. So thank you for you are. So how is this your first book?
No, actually, this is my second book.
Okay.
I wrote a book called the, in fact, I have a copy of it right here, called The Wealth, Secrets of the Soul.
Ooh, okay.
How to be wealthy, healthy, opulent, and wise.
Okay.
And this is on Amazon.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, I'm an author, a visionary, you know, in fact, What am I? They say, all the stuff they put on the back cover.
Did you?
I'm an international transformational speaker. I'm a visionary, a thought leader, a wild life coach. I've taught on 5 continents and 35 countries. I'm the chief inspirational officer of the Real Wealth Institute. Not the CEO, the CIO, okay? And... I have over 60,000 hours of meditation experience, and I was trained personally by the founder of TM, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, as I said earlier, at the base of the Blue Nile in Ethiopia. So, I've been putting out knowledge and being a lighthouse. In fact, I am literally a black guru, okay? And, you know, most people, they hear the term guru, but they don't really know what it is, and let alone a black one. Okay.
Yeah. Now,
a guru is a spiritual teacher. The definition of guru is spiritual teacher.
Right.
They're the most spiritual things you can have is a thought.
I want to know who designed your book covers, both of them. That the one you just showed us is pretty awesome, but the one that I was sent by to Talita, I was like, the book cover got my attention. I'm like, wow, I'm republishing my first book, and this company I'm working with sent me. I want a new cover. And they sent me some AI-generated bullshit, really. And I'm like, what? No, I want something like what you... Did you design your own cover, or did someone else do this?
Yes.
Oh.
Both times, yeah.
Okay, maybe you can help
the
me.
Thing is,
maybe you
the thing
can
is,
help. Go ahead.
We're all masters, God, goddesses, great super beings, but you got to realize it. And the more you can transcend, which means to go beyond, see, meditation means deep thinking. And there are various forms of meditation. As you know, there's meditation in yoga, there's walking meditation, there's guided meditation. Okay. All form of meditation will help you. The beauty of transcendental meditation is you transcend, you go beyond that. And when you can, you know, balance out your nervous system and create coherence in your brain, there's nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. Your insights, okay, start to become your awareness, you know, I mean, it's just like, literally, you know, if you try to play piano with one of 10 fingers, okay, you can make a little noise with it. You know, Mary had a little lamb, you can hit one, da-da-da-da-da. But if you add all 10 of your fingers, you know, you can create a concert, a symphony, you can create, there's nothing that you can't do. So what we do is help people to realize their full potential, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. And when you start to do that, your capabilities, which are inside of you, you know that great quote from the God spell, some people call it the gospel, but it's the God spell, you know, what is it now? Well, the main one I like is be still and know that I am God, okay? But that the insights and the awareness and what the great brother Yeshua, some people call him Jesus, but his real name is Yeshua. They didn't even have a J back then.
Right.
Ye are gods and you will create greater works than I. And the kingdom is within. So it's a matter of tapping in, tuning in, and turning on, and then you start to, there's nothing that you can't do. Nothing that you cannot be, do, or have, but you gotta become realized. Some people call it, you know, being awake. Some people call it being enlightened, being in nirvana, okay? And that's capable for all of us, all right? But you gotta do something, because if you don't do something, 95% of your life is run by your subconscious, and the subconscious is hooked in with the frequency that, you know, is around now, which in the East they call it Kali Yuga, or the Age of Ignorance. So the frequency is death, disease, destruction, disharmony, poverty. But we're moving into a new age, but that comes by the consciousness of people, you know, collectively, going from, collective unconsciousness to collective consciousness, okay? So as more and more people wake up and you do the work and you raise your frequency and vibration, that's why I came up with that book, because there's a number of ways, but guess what the number one way is to raise your vibration?
Your breath?
Meditation,
yeah.
Yeah.
Breath and breathing. Meditation. And breathing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Breathing is a form of meditation.
Yeah.
And everything is based on your breath.
Right.
Okay. But the deeper you can go in your meditation, the more your physiology is going to change and the more your environment is going to change.
So when you say the deeper you can go, does that also mean breathing deeper, taking in more oxygen, like deeper, holding it, or is that just mainly in the thought process or the mental process?
Good question. In fact, in the East, they say you by measuring your breath, you can determine, you know, how long you're going to be in your physical body. Your breath is the basis, you know. You know, it's almost like what some Western financial people say, well, you know, money's not everything, but it's right up there with oxygen, okay, which your breath. So breathing, if you can do the right breathing techniques and you're in a pure enough environment, it's definitely going to change your physiology, okay? All right, but there are techniques where your breath goes down to almost nothing, okay? All right, where the breath becomes suspended, and then you start to take in one of the third laws of thermodynamics, which states that when a system goes down to absolute zero, the entropy goes out of the system, all right? So what happens is that you got millions of nerve ends that go throughout every fiber of your body. They're like antennas. They connect up to your brain through your neurons. And your neurons firing produces your mind. Okay? And then your physiology will take on certain things depending on, you know, what you eat, how you function, you know, and then your body starts breathing a certain way. Okay? So you can induce your own level of greatness, your own level of this, you know, in zero level on the quantum level, they, you know, they call it the unified field, by being still. And then your breath naturally subsides, and then it starts to heal the body. So you can try to force that and do all these techniques, or you can use techniques that have been used for centuries, literally for millenniums, okay? They help you to refine your breath, okay? And as you refine your breath, you refine your physiology. But it does come from the mind. The mind is much more powerful than the body, right? And your mind, okay, see, you really got a physical body, a mental body, an emotional body, and a spiritual body. And the spiritual body is the basis of your other bodies. You actually have a lot more, but those are your main ones, all right? So you want to function from spirit. I know you know the great saying, you know, we're not human beings that once in a while have a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And that's one of the things that, you know, I'm doing, and which my master, you know, initially had me to do, is to spiritually regenerate the world. Okay?
So,
as black folks, as you know, a melanated being is already connected up much more to spirit. But, you know, there's free will in the universe. So if we're conditioned, programmed, jacked up, post-traumatic slave syndrome, all that stuff, you know, you got to do something to turn it around.
So what do you say?
So
what do you say to the religious folks who have been in the church reading the Bible, and they don't know anything about meditation, and they're kind of, frankly, afraid of meditation? Because, you know, some people have heard that, well, when you go into meditation, you're supposed to empty your brain, and then the devil comes in. I've actually heard that. And say, and the evil demons come in, and so you can't go. They're afraid of meditation. How do we help people get out of the fear of meditating? Do you encounter this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, I'll tell you a story. Like I said, I'm from D.C., and TM is the only meditation technique that has went through rigorous scientific investigation. There's over 500 studies, okay? In fact, one of the studies, you know, compared TM to mindfulness meditation, guided meditation, you know, all these different types of meditation, even taking a nap, all right? And that's why I call TM the Rolls Royce of meditation. And what they did, they studied this metabolic rate and oxygen consumption, okay? And they found that during most meditations, you settled down some, but you never went past a -8%, okay, oxygen consumption. You know, when you're running, you know, you're going to burn up more oxygen. When you're settling down, there's going to be less. Now, they also studied that when you go into REM sleep, all right, you go to a -8%, but it takes you about 4 hours to get there. In TM, you get there in minutes, and you go 16%. Okay. Now, the reason why I brought that up was because there was a grant that was given for the Rehabilitation Center for Alcoholics in Occoquan, Virginia. It's the largest alcoholic center in the country. Remember, I said I was born into a family of alcoholics.
Me too. Okay. Me too.
Well,
isn't that, and it's kind of a Native American curse. I don't know if curse is a good word, but Native American heritage where they can't handle alcohol, and yet they get addicted to it.
Well, okay, let's I'm a spiritual being, so are you, okay? So everybody comes in with a spiritual contract, which you choose yourself. There are no victims in the universe. There's only volunteers, okay? So certain cultural things are indicative of certain different cultures. But as you know, there's only one race on this planet. It's the human race. We have these subcultures within it, all right? So also, a lot of black folks were unfulfilled.
Ooh.
You know, Yeah, back in the day, you know, I mean, my aunts and uncles, they you know, they could only work as janitors and maids and stuff like that. They were so unfulfilled. So on Friday night, they you know, would drink to feel better. Okay, but the story is, this institution is so big. This is the largest alcoholic center in the entire world. You know, they had over 1,000 employees, and they had, you know, Skid Row bum alcoholics there, all the way from professors from Harvard that became alcoholics. And that was a whole interesting study, because whenever I asked them, you know, we interview people before they start meditation, why they started drinking. This is a little side thing, but I'm just bringing it up to create some awareness, okay? Why do you think they all said they started drinking?
Well, you've already hinted that they felt a lack or some emptiness of some kind.
Yes. But the majority of them said, and they were, you know, putting it on somebody else. You got to take your own responsibility. But the majority of them said it was because of a woman. Okay.
Whoopsie.
It was either their girlfriend, their wife, or their mother.
Wow. Well, see, my mom was an alcoholic, so it would have been she could have blamed my dad.
Right.
So I guess what you're saying is they want to blame somebody other than take responsibility.
Responsibility for themselves.
Yeah. I see, Mike, and I'll tell you. Go ahead.
This is deep, okay? There was a nurse there. I was the Antichrist.
Wow.
I literally would take a big cross, okay, and put it before, you know, I used to go down there and do group meditations with them in the mornings, all right? And she put a cross when I come into the meeting room. She would come up to me and follow me, and she was acting like she was exercising me.
Oh my goodness!
I was like, you know,
how great.
You know, I'm in a working environment. I want to be nice and all this stuff, but she was doing it every day.
Wow!
And she was freaking out. You know, the people that were there. And everybody. And so what happened was, the head of the institution, who was a psychiatrist and a medical doctor, I gave him a lecture and then instructed him, because he wouldn't stop. Once he got instructed, and it was this big grant from National Institute of Health, it was over $5 million grant, he told her, if you don't stop, you're going to get fired.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. But she finally stopped. But literally, I had to go for days where someone was exercising me. And the same thing what you said. She said that the mind, you know, that you empty your mind and the devil would come in, which is ignorance, total ignorance. But when you're in a certain state where you're conditioned and you're programming, you're buying to any lack limitation. And Christians, there's a lot of good knowledge, but the interpretation of the knowledge and the practical application of the knowledge has what's been lost over time.
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend who went through bladder cancer, had her bladder taken out, and she's a devout Catholic. Then she still suffers she's got infections, even to this day. We're talking 10 years later, she's still having problems because she has to wear one of those bags. And she, her rosary beads, she's doing all that, but she suffers all the time. She can't come out of that because she doesn't want to go into the meditation part.
Right.
So do you think that when people resist the meditation, that can contribute to their suffering of some kind? Do you think that's what's happening sometimes?
Well, the thing is, if you don't raise your vibration, it will stay where it is or will go lower.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. And the universe doesn't give you what you want. It gives you what you are.
Wow. Okay. That's deep. That's deep. Yeah. Listen, we're going to take a break, commercial break. And when we come back, we want to get into the 108 ways. I know I told people maybe we'll get to 10 because we gotta break down each one. But let's take a break, and then we're gonna talk about your book. You got to help me with my own create my own book cover because these people at the rate they're going, so I had to explain to them. They put a white male with a white hair. It was an AI figure on the cover of the first draft. I'm like, female. I want color in the person. And I had on my first cover, I had the Vitruvian man, you know, the one with the legs and the arms, all that. That was on my first cover, but I wanted to change it. But now I'm thinking, I could probably do a better job if I just create.
You do a better job yourself.
Well, I'm trying to give them
creativity.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm trying to give them all the information from me about me, and don't be using AI on anything. Just create what I'm tell who I am and what I want to message I want to bring. So I want you to think about my cover for a minute, the title, and maybe you could give me some ideas later. The title is From Fear to Faith in the Master Design. How I evolved. Now, you would think, I don't know if they read the manuscript because the covers they came up with didn't reflect that. And so I'm looking to do From Fear to Faith in the Master Design. That's why the Vitruvian man, a multidimensional figure, is how I came out of fear. It's understanding who I am in every faith. So anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back. We want to get into the 108 if we can.
We'll get to at least 10.
Okay, that's good. We're going to get to at least 10. Wait, let me get back into this. But I'm going to take a quick break so I can find it. Okay, share screen. Here we go. And thank you so much for being here. We really have a master class going here today.
Have you ever wondered why some of the healthiest people still get sick? Or why the occurrence of learning disabilities like ADHD have drastically increased over the last 50 years? How is it that the cancer rate has gone from 1 in 8,000 back in the 1910s to 1 in 2 today? Isn't it odd that even though we are more focused on health than ever before, that there's still been an increase in diseases, disorders, illnesses, and other conditions? It destroys your quality of life? What if we told you that the very things you're using in your home to avoid these health concerns are actually what's causing them? If you're the decision maker in your home, you know how overwhelming it can be to keep your family safe. Today, we'd like to welcome you and simply provide you with some important information and shed some light on some health concerns you may not be aware of. Over the last 100 years, thousands of toxic chemicals have been introduced into society because of an excessive overstock of chemicals designed for warfare in the Second World War. Today, as the 2013 documentary, The Human Experiment states, quote, 42 billion pounds of toxic chemicals enter into commerce every day. That amount would fill up 623,000 tanker trucks. And as we speak, there are over 80,000 such chemicals on the market in the U.S. Over the last half century, chemical usage has gone up by 2,000%. And it isn't until there are enough people hurt by these products that there are even questions raised. Does this sound familiar? On July 12, 2018, the well-known grocery store brand of talcum and baby powder company, Johnson & Johnson, was ordered to pay a $4.6 billion lawsuit. As it was said, they knowingly covered up asbestos in their products for over 40 years, and we have been trustingly using it on ourselves and our most precious of all things, our newborn baby. As parents, we work hard to keep our families safe and healthy. We diligently try to choose the best brands at the grocery store for our families. After all, keeping a clean home is an important part of good health. But is it possible that cleaning your home is dangerous? 7.3 million American couples have trouble conceiving or carrying a pregnancy to term. This is a 49% increase since 1988. Recent studies have shown that babies that do make it to term are being born pre-polluted, with up to 28 harmful chemicals in their blood, with indicators that over 400 more were present, all without ever eating food, drinking water, or even breathing air. It just doesn't make any sense.
So we are at such a crucial stage of changing the harmful path that we've all experienced. As that video, as that commercial points out, we have such a polluted environment. And so what Master, is it Jeru? Am I saying that right?
Actually, Jeru. So on the E, it makes it sound like an A, yeah.
So Jeru. Master Jeru's book is so, it should be the new Bible, in my opinion. Because there's so much misinformation, lies that we are having to undo now at this stage of our journey. Especially baby boomers, because we have been bombarded. I did a show Sunday about, I was showing a video, generations, and I showed all the different generations, what influenced us in TV, news, food, all that. And as, and I was looking and I thought, wow, Europeans have really been the major influence in Black families, in communities, hair, everything. So it's time to undo all that. And one of the ways is through raising our vibration. So I'm doing linen, native linen garments, and I'm going to be promoting that more and more because, as you and I know, the vibration, we've been wearing plastic. And
right.
That takes away from our healing energy, our life energy, wearing plastic. And then I go around my neighborhood picking up trash every week, and all I'm picking up plastic, and more plastic. So we need to make some choices and some changes in our life. So starting with, how did you come up with 108 vibrations, ways to increase? Where did that number come? Did you just stop at 108 or what?
108 is a very spiritual number.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times you see people from the East and even some people here, especially spiritual people, they'll have on what is called a mala. And usually the mala is 108 beads.
Oh, okay. That's
right.
My
and
friend
the whole
is...
connection between these. You know, look it up online. There's a lot of meanings for 108. There's also the numerology. You know, 1 and 8 is 9. It's completion. And there's this whole connection between the distance between the sun and the moon. It's actually what's called a Vedic. Veda means pure knowledge, okay? And so 108 is a very special number. And, you know, these are the major ones, you know. You know, everything in the universe is infinite, okay? But knowledge is different in different states of consciousness.
Right.
So if you want to say, you know, in a 3D limited, you know, age of ignorance, in the East they call it Kali Yuga, all right, frequency, then yeah, you're going to barely make it to 100, you know, you're going to go through all this pollution and you know, in mind, body, and affairs, okay, but as you start to wake up, you know, just like a dream, all right, in a dream, you could be falling off the cliff, the monster can be after you. But what happens when you wake up? It's a whole nother experience.
Yeah.
Knowledge is different in different states of consciousness. So we have the ability to raise our consciousness, and then our worlds start to reflect it because the world is as you are.
So how long did it take you to get to 108 and then realize, okay, this is the book? What was that process like? Gathering 108 ways to, was it over a certain period of time?
It took a few years, and I had that idea, and I wanted to create something that would, I can only speak at so many places, I can only, you know, be so many places, so, I wanted to create a book that could go out everywhere. And just like you said, on the cover, purposely put that cover, the beautiful symbol on the front that's giving off all that light. That's what is referred to as a Merkaba, okay? And a Merkaba is a body of light. And in the East, you have a thing that's called a yantra. See, there's a mantra, all right, and there's a yantra.
Oh,
a yantra is a symbol.
Oh.
Just looking at the symbol helps to raise your awareness.
Uh-oh, that's what I need on my cover, a yantra of some sort. Yeah, not some white man in the with a beard from AI.
Right.
That ain't getting it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You don't want that. Okay.
So are yantras available, or do you create that yourself? There are yantras that you can find.
Yes. Just do a find on the internet for yantra. There are different ones. In fact, there is what is called the Sri Yantra. Which is in that symbol, also, which is kind of a universal yantra, and it's another way to raise your vibration. I didn't put that in the book. I put it on the book.
Absolutely, hey, that's smart.
So every time you look at it, and I purposely did it in the digital form, okay. Because it gives off more light, you see?
Yes.
We're looking at creating a holiday edition, a hardcover and all like that as a fundraiser. We want to set up these knowledge centers, 54 in the U.S. and 54 around the world, 40 of them being in Africa. And we want to put them in the neighborhoods.
Wow.
In our neighborhoods where the most stress is.
Yeah, start in Chicago. Try Chicago.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely Chicago. Watts, you know, Detroit, you know, all these different places. D.C., Southeast D.C., East Orange, all these different places, you know, where the darkness has gone lower, okay?
Yeah. I always tell my sisters, and most of the Female Solution hosts are in Chicago, and I was born and raised in Chicago. I always tell them what's needed there is instead of a church on every corner, put a yoga center on every street, on every block. That's what's needed there. Get rid of the churches. Obviously, it's not working, so time for yoga centers. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
people have to be educated on that because most people, like you say, they, you know.
Fear.
And to tell you the truth, every person on planet Earth, if you're a human being with a nervous system, is a yogi.
Yes.
They don't know it.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
And they're not applying themselves because yoga is a Sanskrit word coming from the root of yoke. You yoke back to yourself.
Yeah. And if
Christians
studied Yeshua, Christ, anointed, he was in the mountains. He wasn't in no church. He was in the mountains. What was he doing? I always ask, what was he doing in the mountains? He was not doing the church thing. He was meditating for days and hours, and then along came Buddha. And some people still aren't getting the message of the raising your vibration. So Christians especially need to be re-educated, retrained. And what I think we need to do is study the life of Christ, Yeshua, on a whole nother level and out of the church, Bible, and all that. Just do something else, different. Yeah. So.
Yeah, Bo. Also, you know, from the 18 years, you know, from 12 to 30, all right, in his story, you know, because history is written by who's ever in charge, they leave that out. But just a little bit of research, he went to India, to Tibet, to Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay? He
yeah.
studied with the masters. He did other healings, and he learned himself. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, he's the son of God.
Yeah.
But so are you.
But then,
son and the daughter, all of us are. Okay?
But they don't want to hear that he may have gotten married to Mary Magdalene.
Oh, yeah, of course. And had children.
Whoopsie. That killed all of the myths. Yeah, anyway, they got to study.
And those of us who have studied that, it's like not even a question anymore, because there's enough information available to tell you what happened, and it's been written. So let's get into some of the 108 vibrations. I'm really curious. You said number one is meditation. Tell our audience why that's so important to raise the vibration.
Okay. Basically, you're born in your mother's womb, right? Okay. While you are in your mother's womb, any stress that she experiences, the stress, a clinical definition of stress is any chemical or structural imbalance that remains in your system after an overload experience. A general definition of it is any imprint on your nervous system.
Whoa, okay.
Any imprint. All right? Like me talking to you now, whether the room is hot or cold, whether you went to the bath, everything affects you. Okay? And you have these millions of nerve ends that go throughout every fiber of your body. They connect up to your brain through your neurons. And your neurons firing produces your mind, which is not a physical entity, as you know. Okay? So what happens is you accumulate stress before you even in your mother's womb. And even modern psychologists say that by the time you're around 7 years old, all right, you pick up everything. You're like the little ducklings that are following the duck, whatever, you know.
Right.
Because your brain waves are in what is called a theta state, which is just absorbing things. And whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years old right now, if you don't go in and reprogram yourself and get the stress off of your nervous system, you're going to function from the way the stresses that you accumulated up to 7, all right? That's why they say that 90 to 95% of your life is run by your subconscious. And as you know, sub, just like a submarine, is that which is lower, all right? So what we train people how to do, okay, which is meditation, which means deep thinking, is to go beyond that and also to take the physiology. So the reason why meditation is so powerful is that quote, be still and know that I am God. Okay? The deeper the meditation, the more profound the activity. Okay? The invisible is the basis of the visible. The spiritual is the basis of the physical. And the absolute is the basis of the relative existence. We're spiritual beings. We're multidimensional light beings. Brain creates electricity, and your heart creates a feeling. So your brain is electric. Your heart is magnetic. So when you can connect the two as an electromagnetic being, all right, then you can manifest in 3D reality. Okay? So when you become still, but with awareness, okay? That's what I was saying earlier about TM. You get twice the level of deepness, but you still have awareness, and you get there in 8 hours of sleep. As you know, you can sleep your life away, but when you can take your system down to that zero entropy level, all right, then it starts to repair, heal itself, and you start opening up your awareness where the mouth of God becomes the mind of man.
Whoa. The mouth of the creator becomes the mind of man. Wow. Well, speak. Yeah, the mouth of the creator becomes the mind. Woo, that's something. Okay, so let me do this. This experience in the womb, like you said, we download the emotions of the mother and the energy of the mother. And we heard this week a man was teaching on one of our shows, on Naima Latif's show. He said the vagina is the portal from heaven to earth. So, and the seed, he was saying that the sperm is the sun ray. that goes through the portal that brings in the cosmic force and light and then creates this baby. So someone in the womb is not only bringing, or it's not only developing with the influence of the mother's emotions and all that, but also what, from a past life even, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
So all these things in meditation, if you know all, have an awareness of all this in meditation, can a person undo the damage in the first seven on Earth, but then 9 months in the womb? Can you undo the damage and the negative effects that happened into that instead person, that baby in the womb, and going forward 7 years, can you undo all that in meditation?
Yes, if the meditation goes deep enough.
Yeah, okay, see? Yeah.
All meditation helps you, all of it.
Yeah.
Because meditation just means deep thinking, you know, all right? Walking meditation, any type of meditation where you become still. Because stillness is the basis of activity. See, the further you pull the bow back, the further the arrow will go.
Wow. That's deep. I have this Tai Chi that I do, and now you bring into me to mind why that's important. The Tai Chi movement, that arrows. Oh, now I get it. Why that? Woo! The further the arrow. Say that again.
Okay. The further you pull the bow back, the farther the arrow will go.
And.
Okay. Now, understand, as a mental, emotional, physical, spiritual being, you have consciousness at your most subtle point. You have pure consciousness, pure. Some people will refer to it as your super consciousness, or refer to it as the self in ancient times with the big S. Okay, so all thoughts, all of your creative intelligence comes from that state of being. And it comes up through your unconscious state, through your subconscious state, until it reaches your conscious awareness. And then you act on it. It's source of thought, action, achievement, and fulfillment. All right? By the time that energy, that impulse comes up through that pure consciousness, by the time it gets to your conscious awareness, that's the thing I was talking about earlier, that's usually only 5 or 10% of your mental potential because of the conditioning and the programming, because it has to go through your nervous system, your body temple.
Wow.
So if the stresses have been conditioned and programmed in that, then it limits you. And that's why people don't achieve all the things that they want to achieve, and actually that's why people get old and die.
Mm.
Because aging is a disease. It's a dis-ease in the mind that brings about a physical malfunction in the body.
Right, okay.
If you can take the stress off of the system, you can stay as long as you want to achieve whatever you want.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, get off the train and then get back on again.
Say it again. Yeah. My friend, Elitam Elamine, have you ever heard of him?
The name sounds familiar.
He's a solar breatharian. He doesn't eat any food or drink water. And he recently, and I follow him on Facebook, so I know what he's doing. And I spent 3 days with him here in Orlando, and there was no food or water. But he had, his emotional intelligence is so level and strong. He doesn't go up here and down here depressed. Nope. He laughs a lot. But he said exactly what you just said. You don't have to die. You don't have to age. Because he's demonstrating a high vibration. And he just walked this year he started in South Africa and started walking and ended up in Ethiopia. Now, he got a few people along the way because he was teaching along the way and people gave him a ride here and there. But he walked and camping out in the wilderness. His nourishment is nature. He has mastered that. And he's he's my inspiration because I have gotten to a place where I only eat one meal a day, and then I'm snacking there. But I don't need as much food when I look at him. The spectrum of every time Elamim is over here, he ain't eating, drinking nothing. He just sunbathing in the sun, eating, camping out. And then people over here got to have three meals a day, plus snacks, plus dessert, getting fat, and dying like you just did.
Yeah, killing themselves because of the conditioning and the programming. Okay.
Yes, yes. The breakfast food.
In essence, what you're getting out of the food is the prana, the chi, okay? And you can get that direct. It's almost like the thing of, you know, the priests and the rabbis and the reverends. They say that they got to be the go-between. But you can go directly to source. You can go directly to God in the universe.
Absolutely, okay? Absolutely. Wow.
So you become more aware. So see, like, his dharma is dharma means natural duty.
Yeah.
It's to show people that you don't need these various things.
Yeah.
My dharma is a teacher. And what I show people is how to tap into their own, where they can be like that if they choose, okay? But you got to have enough consciousness. A person won't even think about not eating unless they got enough consciousness to deal with it.
That's right.
See? So raising your consciousness is one of the highest and best things that you can do. And these 108 ways, all of them raise your consciousness. Okay?
Okay.
And meditation is the number one because you go so deep, so fast, all right? And it's called restful alertness.
Wow.
The body is more rested than doing 8 hours of sleep, but yet the mind is alert, aware, and expanding.
Well, and that's what that statement, be still and know, consciousness, that I am the creator.
Yes.
And he walks around, every time walks around telling people, I am God. And they're like, they're like the woman with the cross.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's so aware of that, and he's living it. But, yeah, that's the be still and know that I am. That's a powerful statement, be still and know. That I am. Who am I? Who am I? I'm the creator.
Exactly.
Hello. But yeah, people, and then people who aren't aware of that, they're in this low vibration of shame and blame and victim. I'm a victim. Oh, well, we love that, don't we? The victim.
Yes.
So we only touch.
And you know what's also perpetuating here too is anger. Something doesn't go your way. You know, you can get pissed off or, you know. You know, I'm upset because so-and-so is in office or this or that. Because all it does is lower your vibration.
Okay, let me tell you what's been happening with a lot of people. A lot of people have UTI, not a lot. I have at least two people in my life. One woman's in the hospital with a UTI, you know, a urinary tract infection. Another person I talked to last night, she's like, I have a UTI. I'm like, what's with these UTIs? I told her, it just came to me, so many people are pissed off, and that's what Louise Hay says is the major factor in bladder urinary problems, is being pissed off. And I said, you know what, there's a collective pissed off energy right now because their candidate didn't win the presidency. I wonder if that's affecting some people. What do you think? Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. You see? Because the universe, remember, I'm going to tell you about a few fairy tales.
Okay? Uh-oh, okay.
You can remember these from when you were growing up. All right? Remember Aladdin and the genie?
Yeah.
And that's even been distorted. They say you had to have the lamp, all right? And you would get three wishes.
Right.
Okay. Really, the genie is the universe. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And the lamp is a purified nervous system.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, your nervous system is your vehicle for perception. Okay. That's why one person can look at a glass as half empty, another person can look at it as half full. So the more you refine your nervous system by being still, then you have unlimited wishes. Your wish is my command is what the universe is saying all the time. But you got to reach that level of consciousness to experience that. You see?
Wow.
Another one. Remember Peter Pan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Remember, he never got old. He was in Never Never Land. He could fly.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All those abilities are natural abilities that we have. But you got to develop your consciousness. Open sesame, Alibaba and the 40 thieves.
Right, right.
It means open sesame.
Yes, yes.
Open up your awareness.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Wow, so powerful. Okay, we got one meditation. That we can stay on meditation forever. Maybe we can get three of them in, okay? So what's number two? On the out of the 108 ways to raise your, we're on number two now. You're gonna have to get the book, people. That's all.
Yes, yes, yeah. Because it's a lot of them.
I'm curious what number two is. I mean, meditation. You could have wrote a whole book on meditate. Number one, but you got 108.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Wow.
Well, that's the one that's the number one way.
Right.
I don't have the book right in front of me because it's an it's a digital book.
Right, okay.
What you said about the breath, which is just it's another technique, but breathing is also very, very high on the charts. It's very high on the charts. But just to give you an idea, there is color therapy, certain colors that you wear. There is aromatherapy, certain things that you smell, okay? There is, you know, being in alignment with your higher self, which comes about through meditation, okay? There is gratitude, which comes under the law of increase, you see? You're either blessing somebody or you're cursing somebody, okay? So it's a lot of stuff. There is spending time in nature, okay, which is very high on the chain. In fact, there's certain techniques. You've probably heard of earthing, where you just take your shoes off and there's a certain magnetism on planet Earth. Even though we've lost a lot of it over the years, there's still a lot of power in nature. And as you were talking with the clothes and the rubber shoes and the plastic and all like that, you know, also, like the brother, just being in the sun. There's a technique called sunbathing. That's the white folks who want to get a tan, okay? You can be in the sun. You get your vitamin D, but it also raises your vibration.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've gotten into the habit since the L.A. Tom Elamine is in my life. I go outside. I have a trampoline out there, and I look at the sun, and I say, thank you for your nourishment. And I embrace that. I say, I receive that nourishment.
Yeah.
And then I have trees. I'm surrounded by trees in my yard. I do the same thing with the trees. Thank you for your nourishment. And I found Brother Master Jeru just looking at the tree with the branches and the leaves is something about that inner, that visual connection that nourishes. Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in Japan, they have a thing that's called foresting, which literally you just go in the forest and just commune with the trees. Okay? Yes, absolutely. Everything on planet Earth is alive. Everything has consciousness. Even a rock, okay? It's just that the consciousness is more rudimentary than, you know, consciousness like in a live being, like a human being or, you know, an animal or what have you.
You know, my friend...
Everything is alive. Everything has consciousness.
My friend in Arizona, Mama AZ, in fact, I think she's on the line. She, since I've known her, she's had a journey of going around picking up rocks and moving them from place to place. She's been, I don't know, Mama AZ, what is the name of Godfathers? She calls them the Godfathers.
she has, and I think she did, that's what, I always say that's what weakened her hips, but I don't know, maybe that's what's kept her alive, because she's had some major, major health challenges. But she's so into rocks, moving rocks here, moving there, placing them there, but they talk to her, okay? They talk to her. And some people think she's a little crazy, but I know that she is so special and so unique in that connection she has with rocks and everything. And then she talks to the ancestors all the time. Keeping her alive, I think, is that particular connection of, to that vibration, that energy. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And that's her form of meditation.
There you go, Mama.
She's picking up the rocks and moving them. She goes into deep thinking. She goes into, you know, most of the time we're at a beta state.
Yeah.
You know, the right left hemisphere of the brain are not coherent.
Yeah.
Okay. One is going one way, one is going the other way. And it's at a higher, it's at a more, what do you want to say, more chaotic frequency. As you settle down in yourself, that's another reason why meditation is so powerful. Your brain waves start to become more coherent and even, okay? And when you start to tap in, you start to tap in, tune in, and turn on. And then that's the level where you're in this world but not of it, all right? And then that's the level where I and my mother, father, God are one. And you start going from humankind to Godkind. We're God beings. We're all God, goddesses, masters, shamans, sorcerers. Because we're connected to the source. But if you don't realize it, it can be hard to make it down the street. Okay?
And that's the ignorance that you said, the ignorance of 3D, the 3D age. There's so, thank you. When you mentioned the three-dimensional age of ignorance, that covers the racism, the sickness, the cancer, the disease. And if people don't experience or embrace meditation, then they stay in that 3D age of ignorance. People, you know, they're always racism. I keep saying, that's just ignorance. Okay, when you get out of, how many yogis have you met that were racist?
Right, none.
They come in all colors, shapes, forms, but they ain't got no problem with the color of your skin. Now, these people over here in 3D, white, black, like I said the other day, all races are not white. And all white people are not racist. I said something like that.
Right.
And yet we have many in the black community who think most white people are racist. I'm like, no, there's a lot of racists in the black community. So get out of the, now I'm going to be telling them, get out of the third dimension. Because that's why you have that attitude and that belief. Because you are in the third dimension, not meditating probably. Wow, we got...
The thing is, you got to reprogram your consciousness and get the stress off of your nervous system.
Ooh-wee. Say that again. Yeah.
You have to develop your consciousness and get the stress off of your nervous system. And, you know, society, your parents, growing up, you know, brothers, sisters, school, all this stuff, you know, getting married or not, or paying bills. You know, the whole experience on planet Earth has the frequency of the lower third dimension. And that frequency is based on death, disease, disharmony, scarcity, and poverty. Okay? Now, we're looking to move into the fifth dimension. Remember, there was a group back in the day called the fifth dimension.
Up and away.
They were close. Yes. And they say when Jupiter aligns with Mars, that's happening right now.
Yeah. And
everything is connected.
And Marilyn Mathieu and Billy.
Mars.
Yeah.
Galaxies. It's everything.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So you either step up to the plate, step into your God self, your higher self, or you and even now, your lower self is called the devil. Devil made me do it. Remember Flip Wilson?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right? You have a higher self. You have a lower self. As above, so below. As within, so without. So the frequency and vibration that you're vibrating at, okay, you're tied into your lower self or the 3D reality, but the whole planet is moving towards 5D, okay, the fifth dimension, the age of Aquarius, the golden age, Satyuga, heaven on earth, okay, and it's really heavens, which is a state of mind. So as you develop it, that's why meditation is so powerful, because if you just get up and function every day, you're just picking up those impressions, those stresses. You need a systematic way to take the stress off of the nervous system, because literally the pure consciousness coming through your system, the stresses are like sticks and stones and mud in a pipe. You have it. It's at your spiritual level, okay? But if you don't take the stress off of the nervous system, you don't take the conditioning and the programming off, then the pure consciousness is choked.
Absolutely. We've got a caller for one, and let me read the comments, and then if you're okay, I'll open the mic so we can have our listeners ask a question or comment. Okay, the Ouachita Wellness Center says meditation over medication. Now, that's a true statement that we all should have a T-shirt. Can we get a T-shirt on that one? Thank you.
Yeah, that would be a good T-shirt.
Thank
yeah.
you, Ouachita.
I like that one.
I'm telling you. And then Naima Latif, who is our executive producer, everything in the universe is alive. Some people can tune into the consciousness of so-called inanimate objects, like I communicate with your plastic plants, who told me they were as alive as those growing in the yard. So that's a truth that we all should consider. But there's nothing like being outside, surrounded by trees, sun, clouds. Bees and I have a thing going. They land on me. I was driving in a car one day, and the window was open. A bee flies in, lands on my chest. I put this in the beginning of my book because most people freak out when this happens. And when you're going from fear of insects, a bee lands on my chest. I'm like, oh, hi there. And I just keep driving. I'm at that place now with bees. It wasn't always that way, but driving, the bees just sitting there, and he rolls around, and then at one time he's on the steering wheel, and then he flies off, and I'm like, wow. And then the other day I'm out there doing my stretching and yoga, and the bee lands on my elbow, and I'm like watching this, and I'm like, okay, go ahead, and a minute of fear came in, like, okay, move, and they just crawl around me, like they're smelling me, and then they go. I've never been stung by a bee, but my grandson got stung by a bee, and going to terror. So there's nothing like being in nature.
Fear.
Yeah.
Fear.
Yes. And he got that from his dad, unfortunately, and his parents. So, but yeah, we got to come out of that. I have my
exactly.
Book.
Well, you're either going to come out of it now or you're going to come out of it later. It's just, you know, Buddha was 500 years before Christ. And the Buddha is a title. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And Christ is also a title.
Right.
And we have the capacity for all of us to be Christed beings. The reason why I bought a Buddha was 500 years before Christ, he said straight up life is suffering. That his whole thing is an eightfold path to get rid of suffering. And that's how life is if you don't raise your consciousness. Yes, you're going to suffer. But if you transcend it, then you start to experience heaven while you're still on earth.
I'm telling you. Yes. Things happen synchronistically all the time. Oh, again, here's something else. I'm telling you, life is good when you get out of that third dimension. Let me open up the mic for, this is Mama AZ, who I was talking about earlier. Mama AZ, your mic is open. You have a question or comment for us?
I do. Can you hear me, Dr. V?
Yeah, you're coming in nice and loud. Go ahead.
I am so grateful. When I greetings, my dear brother. This is so great. When I saw your flyer, I said then, I'm like, this is going to have to do a part two, because that flyer, like, it radiates out at you. I said that last night when I saw it, or yesterday, and that 108 is very powerful. It the bees, the everything. You really research that, Dr. V. And my dear brother, you're correct. Even though those stones, those godfathers and that I call them the mineral people, the sitting people, it's the ones that people don't even notice that call me and talk to me. And if they're like maybe 200 pounds or more, and they want to be moved, we have a thing, a communication between the two of us. And I said, look, if you really want me to take you, you got to lighten your load, and you got to tell me how I can move you off of this space into this car and or truck and get you across country. And I've been doing this, oh God, since I was a child, and I didn't know it. And they do; they lighten their load, and I managed to get them up there. And if they're too heavy, they will send somebody to help me to put them up in the vehicle that I've had rented at that time. And I've seen this over the years, and I'm saying, dang, this is fascinating, you know? So thank you for your wisdom. It does keep me alive, and that is my meditation, people. That when I'm among the mineral people and the dirt, the earth, it's like I'm in another zone. And today, if you add the numbers up, I think it comes up to a 5, and 5 is change and refinement. So just keep that in mind, and thank you so much. And Dr. V, you're gonna have to do a part two with this very interesting brother. Please, it's important, because it's time that we make some changes. And one other thing, women who are going through changes with their bodies, especially UTIs, my medicine friend who's in the hospital, Lalani, she definitely wants me to say to the women, don't be tripping about it, even if you're having a moon time, because your body is changing and getting ready for the new, because there is something getting ready to happen that we got to get our bodies prepared for to be a part of. And thank you. Thank you so much, Lalani. Thank you. Do you follow me? Do you understand what I just said?
Master.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And totally 100% aligned with it. Absolutely.
I'm wondering if you can take us through a meditation to help men and women who are pissed off. that seems to be the collective energy that's out there in this country, especially in the Black community, because a lot of them voted for the other person and they pissed off. And so can you like take us through maybe a healing meditation for that? And on some level, it's like, can we, because it's affecting a lot of people and they don't even know it, I think. Because just being in that, and if you're not pissed off, then you might be a little healthier or whatever, but you come into contact every day. Why did he do that? I don't want to even hear his name. Don't tell him. Whatever. Breathe. Let's breathe. So can you help us with that, the whole planet, the whole country? Can we do some meditation to help people?
Yes. But the thing is, you know, every drop in the ocean makes up the ocean. But, you know, if you got like 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years of stress, one impression is not going to change it.
Yeah.
But you starting to do the work, like you said earlier, get the book, all right? Purchase the book, and it's like an encyclopedia. It's not like, you know, a regular book. And even though it's electronic, you can go to any page. Just open it up to any page and apply those techniques, okay?
Mm-hmm. So you didn't do paperback?
To change your consciousness, mm-hmm. you got to refine your nervous system, but you also have to take action.
So you didn't print the book? You didn't put it in print? Well, see, that's what I decided with. This is I've written three books now, and my dad's book was a major project, shipping hundreds of books to me, storing them. I'm like, man, I'm doing that. I'm doing audio and like digital. So thank you.
Right.
I think today I'm on an airplane. I don't see people with their books. They on their laptop reading, their phone reading, and I'm like, why should I print and spend all that money to put a paperback and put more books? No. So go ahead and finish. We need a meditation.
I'm just saying that you gotta do the work. A little, you know, few minute meditation, and what I would recommend, okay. It is a little investment because it's a nonprofit educational organization, but learn a technique like TM, okay, and apply it. You know, there are people like Oprah and, you know, people like that that do TM. Most of the time you have successful people, they have coaches, and they have techniques that most people are not using, okay?
And so
what I was getting ready to say is I have a website. It's masterjrue.com. Okay? Masterjrue.com. And on it, we have coaching. We even have a community, all right, that you have a membership, and that membership, you know, is less than $5 a week, but you start tapping into it and turning on group of like-minded individuals, and the consistency is what will bring about your changes. Not just a little thing here, there, a little thing there. Consistency, because you've been consistently bombarded with stress your entire life, okay?
Yeah.
You got to consistently do something to change it. And fortunately, you don't have to take another 40, 50, 60, 100 years to change it, because you bring light into a room. Okay, I don't care how dark it is, it lights up the whole room. But the transformation is you got to do the work.
Now, you that.
So, like I said, with the book, you just open it up and practice. You got to do something every day.
Yeah.
And then you start adding on more. You become like, I would tell people, you become like a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember how you used to get the badges?
Yeah. I did.
So that when you went out into the woods, you knew how to start a fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without matches.
Right.
You knew how to set up a tent. Even though I was in the woods, there was a little Boy Scout and Girl Scout place. So I did that for a little while until I became too bad because I was stressed out. And then they moved the police station down with.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So the thing is, do the work.
Yeah. It kind of.
The more you wake up, the more you be attracted to things that will help you to go higher and higher and higher.
Yeah. I did that in swimming. You know, you start out as a little minnow, I think it was, and then you become a fish, and then you become a shark. And you had to do the work, though, in the water to get those new levels, those new badges. And then I ended up, my highest was a senior life saving. I completed a senior life saving card. And but that was a lot of work. Ooh, that was the biggest test to become a senior life. But, yeah, you got to do the work. I'm finding, okay, military veterans, especially those who served in Vietnam. Are you a veteran?
No.
Okay. So especially they have struggled with being consistent.
Right.
And so the suffering that many of them experienced, whether it was drug addiction, alcohol, whatever, when they get hold of new information, 108 ways to vibrate, they had struggle with the consistency. So if we can do a meditation that can help in that area as well, I don't know if we can get all that in, but there's the pit, and then they're pissed off.
You want to get it all.
Well, a little bit. They're going to have to buy the book. In fact, where do they get the book? Where do they buy the book?
I sent it to you. It's on Gumroad. It's getting ready to be on Amazon. But right now, how can we put it in a can we put it in a chat?
Yeah, you can. Or either I'll type it, or just say you can just say it and I'll write it down and make sure it's
okay.
In
go
it.
To JERU Hall, HALL dot Gumroad, GUMROAD dot com. I think that's how you get it. I have a VA that's been helping me with it, and so.
JERU Hall, HALL dot GUMROAD dot com. So I'll put that.
But
in.
Also. If that doesn't work, just go to my website, masterjru.com.
Okay.
And go on my website.
Okay.
How you can get the book.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go over time, but that's okay. We want to do a little meditation. Who is that? Okay. 108 ways. I know. I just love that cover. I got to create that for my, you came in just in time into my life where I've been so reluctant to republish this book just from insecurities and all kind of things. But I finally did. I'm doing it. I'm working with people who need some help. So I got to give them the help from me, the goddess, to get the right cover. And when I saw your cover, I'm like, yeah, that's the type of cover I need. These people are not on the same level, I guess. But I'm praying for them.
Can we end in 60 seconds?
No, we're going over time. That's just blog talk.
Okay.
If you're in blog, if you're not on the phone right now, you're gonna not hear it. But we're going over time, so everybody will stay with us, especially YouTube, Facebook, no problem. But blog talk is the one that will end. But then we go over time. They give us like 30 minutes overtime, so no worries.
Okay.
No worries. We want to get in this meditation. People need it. Yeah, just ignore that. If you're not in the blog talk phone by now, you're not going to be able to continue. But if you're already in the studio, then you'll be stay with us. So go ahead. You can go ahead.
Okay. So... you know, I'm not a big proponent on guided meditations.
Okay.
They help, but they help more on the surface.
Right.
So I'm
going to
give you a guided meditation, but I'm going to also do some breathing, and we're going to have a silent few minutes at the end of it.
Okay.
Because the silence is what, you know, be still and know that I am God. It's the silence, all right? And even though thoughts might come up in your mind, let the thoughts come and go. And just focus on your breathing, or if you have a mantra, then you use the mantra. okay? So we can do a meditation, all right? But you want to get as silent as you can, all right? And when you hear other things, it can sometimes inhibit you going to those deeper levels. But the silent meditations are the most profound. That's where you go the deepest.
Okay.
And you can start off with a mantra or sound or your breathing. But the beauty of it is once you're trained properly, you even transcend that and you experience a state of no mantra, no thought, just pure consciousness, just pure being. That's the highest form of meditation. That's the be still, you know. You're not thinking about anything. You're not passed out sleep. You're just in a state of restful alertness. And that really strengthens your nervous system, really takes the stress off, puts the brain into coherence, okay? Keeps your frontal lobe intact, because when your frontal lobe, you know, goes off, that's when people get angry, get mad, get pissed off, okay? And you want to create that coherence in the brain so that doesn't happen, okay? So if everybody can sit back comfortably and easily, all right? And then let's first close our eyes. And what I would recommend, too, if you have on glasses, take them off. If you can't see without your glasses, it doesn't matter because you're meditating.
Right.
All right. So let's close our eyes and let's just settle down. And well, first let's open the eyes back up again. Open your eyes back up. You're probably familiar with the alternate nose breathing. Are you familiar with that?
Right.
Some people might not be, but it's pretty simple. You just close one nostril. So we're gonna do a little bit of that. It's called pranayama. You know, just getting that settles down the brain. So let's do a few minutes of that where you inhale through one nostril and then you close it. Then you exhale through the other nostril. Then you inhale. And then you exhale. Then you inhale back through that nostril. And you exhale. Let me do this for a few minutes. Okay, now I want you to repeat in your mind, love. Repeat it over and over again. And remember that mental repetition is not a clear pronunciation. It's just a faint idea. So just think love over and over again. And we're using love as a mantra. And if at any time you seem to be forgetting your mantra, don't try to hold on. Just let it go. And if thoughts come, just easily go back to the mantra love. All right, Let's slowly open the eyes.
That was beautiful. You know, I found myself singing George Benson's Love Times Love song.
Okay. There you go.
And I realized why I love George Benson music, because he sings about love. If you listen to his greatest hits, whatever, it's all about love. And then I love to dance. I can't sit down when I'm listening to George, because it's love times love. We got love. He's the master of love music, and that guitar just gets you going.
There's only one definition in the God spell. God is love.
Absolutely. Yep.
You see?
Yep.
And you know, there's levels of learning and teaching. We teach people how to, you know, you can use anything as a mantra, but you want to have mantras that have the effect at different, deeper levels of meditation, okay? Because you start to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And you also learn how to transcend the mantra. The mantra is just a vehicle to take you to deeper levels of consciousness. And then you even transcend that, all right? So what I'm saying is you want to be professionally trained in terms of going to those deeper levels. Coached, okay? And once you learn it, then you have it for your whole lifetime. But just like, you know, you get trained for certain things out here in the physical relative world, you can be trained on things inside of you. And just like there's a whole, you know, earth, planet, everything. Okay, Milky Way galaxy, universe within universes, as above, so below, you have the same thing inside of yourself, okay? So the spiritual inner exploration is now time for us as spiritual beings to spiritually regenerate ourselves.
Absolutely, and we have a caller I just read. We're going to give one more caller. Somebody raised their hand in the studio. Let me open their mic, and I'm going to enlarge your page with your book. 708-724, your mic is open. Do you have a comment or question for our guest?
I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Who's calling?
Thank you. My name is Laurel. I wanted to first thank you for the awesome meditation. I wanted to first, I had it written down, but just thank you. Could you just wait? Don't do it, but don't. Let me talk. Thank you. So I want to first say thank you, because I need to sit and take a deep breath with that and just thank you for that. It was very powerful to go back to love. My question for the teacher would be, one, does he know about the silver method and gamma waves? Does he feel like in between, like the meditation, if using gamma waves or the silver method? Because he talked about transcendental, and that was my first question. My second question, was it MasterJRule.com or MasterJERU.com?
Okay.
It's MasterJERU. The E is the accent sounds like an A. So it's MasterJERU.com.
Thank you.
Okay. And the silver method is a very good method. And what happens naturally in TM is you go into those gamma rays. You actually go into the alpha first, and then you go into the gamma naturally. Just like what she was talking about, the brother that was dealing with the breathing and the air, all those things work. I mean, the brother's walking around, man, you know, he doesn't have to eat food or drink food. In fact, I studied with a person myself who did it for a year, but then they went back because everybody was, like, tripping on them, you know. Everything is a technique, all right? And one of the good things about the book is you can just open it. It's not like a regular book. You can just open it, and you'll have certain techniques that you can apply. All of them help you. But the deeper you can go in meditation with awareness will be the fastest and the most efficient way for you to realize your full potential.
So
thank you
can get his book. If you go to his website, he has all that information, membership. You can get instant access to the book on his website, masterjru.com.
Okay. I'd rather have the hard copy. That's why I'm asking for the hard copy.
He doesn't have a hard copy. He doesn't have a hard copy right now.
Oh, okay.
Are you ever going to write a hard copy, Master?
I'm thinking about for the Christmas holidays, but it's going to be a special edition for a fundraiser.
Okay.
So it's going to be much more expensive.
Yeah, because it's expensive to print it.
It's going to be $88 or $108.
Yeah. So you can get it at a good price.
It is worth every penny.
For some people, let me just say that. I agree with you, sister. For some people, having that book in their hand, it is worth every penny. But the more I travel, the more I look around, people are not reading hardbacks anymore. They got their phone. And I'm on a plane. One time I was on the plane, and I got a magazine. I'm flipping the pages, and I'm looking around. Nobody has any books. They all got their phones and their tablets, reading books, doing everything. And I'm like, okay, well, things are shifting, but it is worth every penny. I agree with you, sister. When you love books like that, it's worth every penny. But things are changing for an author like ourselves, you and me, and the cost of printing that book, some people are not going to, everybody's not going to want to pay the price to print. It's more expensive now than ever. This book back here, back when I published this book cost me over $1,000 to print several copies and all the pay the publisher and all that. And I said, I'm not doing that anymore. I don't have the room to store them for one.
I'm going to pause you for a second because that's a paradigm. Because, I mean, right now when we get this book, the money comes and then money won't be an issue at all for anything. And you'll have whatever. For people who high value clients, they buy a $100 book from you.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I don't know about you, Master, but not a majority, but so many more people don't need a book. They just want it available on their phone and their laptop. But there are some dinosaurs like us who like to read a book in their hands.
Exactly.
But that's why I'm not printing books. I'm not printing books. It's going to be audio. In fact, I was in this book that I wrote, or the third book I wrote, which was about tiny house living. My third book is an ebook only, how to live in a tiny house. I was talking to a young lady who had two kids, and I said, well, you know, I wrote a new book. She said, I don't have time to read books. You need to put it in an audio. I'm like, audio? Really? So that's why I feel, when you're on the go, like young mothers, children, all that, I love audiobooks because you can do more things while you're reading the book. And my son's girlfriend was saying that's what she does all day is listen to audios while she's working, doing whatever. So things are changing. Our society's different. And I'm glad you got the book out there, period. And when the paperback comes, I probably will have already been through the audio, the digital, so I won't need the paperback. And here's another thing. When you're traveling, brother, when you're traveling through an airport, you and I both know the fewer things you have to carry. And I don't even check bags anymore. I do carry-on only, and I can't have too many. And I'm going to read. I want to read when I get to – I'm going to Belize next year. When I get there, I'm going to be reading on the beach, whatever. I'm going to be experiencing Belize. I can't take no books with me. I got to have on my phone. I got 12 books in my phone now. You understand? We understand the convenience. And sister, I honor whatever you need or want to do. And That's a beautiful thing. The books. I love the books. Mark, you highlight. How about highlighting the books? But today, if you travel and do all that, a phone is, I can have 12 books in my phone. I don't have to check my bag. That's how I look at it. So final words, Master Jeru. We love having this class with you. And you can go to his website, MasterJeru.com, to purchase the book. But I also put the JeruHall@gumroad.com if you want to go there. But go to his website. Check out the website. You might want to become a member because of all that you can get in the teachings from this master teacher here. So any final words for us, Master Jeru?
You deserve to be the best that you can be. It's our birthright to be magnificent, awesome, stupendous, and to use your marvelous mind to bring about your enlivenment of your pure consciousness through your body temple. You're literally a light being. You're not just a bag of bones and skin. That's one of your bodies. And you can even take that body and take it to a higher level. Okay? That's called ascension. In fact, there have been times on this planet where nobody died. Everybody ascended. This Yeshua, okay? And we're coming back to that, but you've got to raise your frequency and your vibration. We're also moving from carbon-based bodies to solar crystalline bodies, right? And that's who we really are. We're light beings. We're star-seeded. This whole thing about Darwin's theory coming up from an ape, that's absurd. Now, there are a few beings who came up that way, but I won't talk about them.
That's another show. That's another show. You have to come back.
All right? We're light beings, melanated.
We've come to the end of our
Ra, the sun. But it's really referring to the great central sun, which is invisible, which is that higher space of consciousness. I was just telling someone recently that I met, we were talking about waking, dreaming, sleeping, the normal states that everybody goes through. And then as you become more awake, aware, and vibrantly alive, then you start to move towards enlightenment. What really enlightenment means is you're in the light. There's no more gray matters in your brain. There's no more stresses that are darkening out your physiology and causing you to go into, you know, death, disease, and destruction. But just like there's levels of, you know, regular consciousness or, you know, ignorance, there's levels of enlightenment. Start moving to those levels of enlightenment and stop, you know, tripping in the matter. You know? We're spiritual beings having a human experience. Tap into that. You're 1,000% spiritual. Now, if you refine your body enough, it becomes light. We're light beings. That's ascension. If you don't, then the body starts to decay and break down, all right? And remember, when a person drops their body, they go into rigor mortis.
And the vibration is like 2 versus 5,000. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's quickening your physical body is your spirit or soul, okay? Tap into your natural greatness. Tap into that source. Be the best that you can be. And then there's nothing that you cannot be, do, or have.
So as I'm thinking about my new cover, I wonder if you'd agree, I want my cover to reflect the light being that I have become or becoming. What would you think about if with that title, From Fear to Faith in the Master Design, what kind of image comes to your mind, or does any image come to your mind when you think of that? How I evolved is basically the story.
Okay. So I would say all answers are inside. Take the time, go within, and it'll be revealed to you. There's three levels of understanding. Some people are still on the first level. It's called superstition.
Oh, there is Stevie Wonder.
Right. And then there's a lot of people in this 3D reality that's on the second level, which is belief. And as you know, you can believe anything, but that doesn't necessarily make it so, okay? But the highest level is the level of knowingness, which is beyond the intellect, beyond his story, okay? Sometimes referred to as cognition, or that God is speaking to you. That knowledge is available, just like in ancient Kemet, in front of all the temples, is know thyself. And as you start to know thyself, you start to know the truth, and then the truth will set you free. And look, it's know thyself. It's be still and know that I am God. So the level of knowingness is where you evolve to. As long as you do the work, you will reach the level of I and my Father are one. You will reach the level of avatar. Okay?
Wow, that's deep. That's it. Oh, eternally grateful for this time we have spent together. I hope we can meet up in Atlanta one day. Woo, happy travels.
Like you said, let's have a second.
Yeah.
A lot of knowledge and information.
Yeah.
We can go over more.
Yeah, especially.
That's what I do. I do this full time. That's all I do is.
I think we're going to.
Love and bliss.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing we didn't even get into today. There's a state of consciousness. Instead of being mad and pissed off, where you're in 24-hour bliss.
Yes.
7 days a week.
Yes.
Whether you're waking, dreaming, or sleeping.
Okay, so that's our next show. What it's like to be in bliss. You know, my Sunday show, Soul Purpose Healing, would probably be a better platform to talk about the spiritual fifth dimensional journey. So maybe the next time I'll have you on Sunday.
Awesome song.
Yeah. Grateful. Everybody go to MasterJeru.com and get the book and join and become a member, because we need Master leading and guiding us into this new year, which is going to be awesome, awesome. So, my brother Hep, may you be blissed.
I like that. May you be blissed.
I'm going to use that
yeah,
one.
I'm going to start using that.
Yeah. My brother Kwame Sunhorse always talking about blessed means be less. Why would you want to use blessed, be less? I'm like, okay, Kwame, I'm going to take that in. Now I know, bliss, it's be bliss.
Yes, may you be blessed. Yes, I love it.
All right, so have a wonderful day, wonderful life, and we'll see you the next time around.
Yes, much love, light, and bliss.
Yes, Holly, there you go. We got new words today. Much love, light, and bliss to all of you.
If you missed any broadcast, go to our website for the audio. Please come to the end of our show today. If you missed any broadcast, go to our website for the audio and video archives at www.thefemalesolution.com. On behalf of our team, our radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family joining us from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xie xie. India, 感谢吧. Japan, 阿林阿托. Korea, 감사합니다. Russia, 把西吧. Germany, 感谢. Poland, 正可用. France, 要提. Spain, gracias. Italy, 感谢. Egypt, 舒克朗. Ghana, 马达. Nigeria, Esther, South Africa, India, Bonga, Senegal, Jere, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Sukriya, Afghanistan, Ashapur, Saudi Arabia, and Palestine, Sukran, Assalam, Alaikum, Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Thank you. And look, be upon you, and worship God, and God bless you.